Welcome to another edition of Papa's Perspective. I'm Bob Papa. What better way to start the season than against the Dallas Cowboys? This will be the eighth installment of an opening day game between the Giants and Dallas Cowboys. Dallas has had their way with the Giants in these matchups. They're 7-0. But every year brings a different tale. It brings a different story. Last year's Giants team that opened in Dallas is drastically different than this year's team. They got better players. Let's face it. You take a look at what the Giants are going to put on the field on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys, and you've got to be really enthusiastic, especially on the defensive side of the ball. We know about all the Giants' issues last season and their inability to get off the field and get stops late in games. Well, it's pretty simple. It all starts with slowing the running game down, and the Giants have two outstanding defensive tackles, one via free agency in Snacks Harrison and the other one via the draft. Jonathan Hankins, who was playing fantastic football last year, I might add, before he was injured and was placed on injured reserve. He had Olivier Vernon and Jason Pierre-Paul on the ends. Kelvin Shepard at middle linebacker. You look at the maturity of Landon Collins and how his game has progressed. I mean, there's a noticeable difference between Landon Collins as a rookie last year, baptism by fire, and what we've seen so far here in 2016. And obviously the cornerback situation, when you add a guy like Eli Apple into the mix, you got to be encouraged. So when the Giants take that field, they have got to stop the run game of the Dallas Cowboys. You're going against a rookie quarterback. That's number one. Number two, offensively, get into a rhythm early. Don't turn the football over. Dallas was last in the NFL last year in takeaways. Don't give them the football. Don't give the rookie quarterback a short field. More importantly, don't give the Dallas defense energy. They start getting takeaways and changing field position. That's not the way you want to go. Protect the football, stop the run, and the Giants will have success. And that's my perspective.